So let me set the scene for you right now. Well, not for
me.
No, you're here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're 2 days out from the Met Gala. We're sitting on the couch in the hotel room, and there's no blankets, so we're using a robe as a blanket over our little laps. And I'm here with Jared, who is my stylist and my best friend. You're like, you're not my best friend.
Speak for yourself. No, you're my best friend.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you can't. Now you have to say that.
Who else is my best friend?
Okay, Drew.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. I'm feeling great on this couch. Loving this hotel room.
It is a great hotel room.
Generally, I feel good. I feel like it's a crazy weekend leading up to it, mm-hmm. but I feel calm this year.
You feel okay? That's what I was gonna ask. Like, do you feel calm this year?
I feel calm this year because I feel like we're quite locked in. Like normally,
yeah.
Maybe we're jumping into this too quick, but normally every other year we're doing like first fittings this weekend. First fittings happen sometimes the weekend of, mm-hmm. and we have had much more time this year. So I feel good. How do you feel?
I mean, I feel so good. It's true that we have had this super extended Met experience this year because literally right after the Met last year, you're like, okay, so I'm thinking about Met next year. I was like, Jared, what if they don't even invite me? And you're like, it's okay. We'll have a dress. I'll give it to someone else.
It doesn't matter.
But we did our first fitting like fucking 2 months ago. Like yeah. We are so prepared. I mean, I've been hearing stories about people doing their first fitting tomorrow, yeah. Sunday, before the Met. Mm-hmm. So we're just chill.
But that's normal.
Yeah.
Lots of people do that. We're being like
prepared.
Kind of weird about this. I think
we take it really seriously. We take it too seriously.
Definitely.
It's cringe and weird.
It's embarrassing for sure. And we can't tell anyone about it.
No. But you also have 4 other people that you're styling at the same time.
This year, there are multiple people, which is different too. Usually, I've had you or one other person.
Yeah.
But now there's some more people. So we just have to get everybody
ready. How are you managing
ready to go.
That?
I'm managing it well. I mean, everybody is like, they're all lovely people. I'm no one's a diva. No one's difficult.
Good.
Everyone's very kind. So everyone's like trusting and everyone feels good. I feel good this year.
It's so weird to talk about the Met now and then have this episode come out. It's like a time capsule. This episode's going to come out after the Met.
It is nice to be able to talk openly about it because you even like who you're wearing and what it's like. Because
It's so sneaky. This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code EMMA. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. At eBay, authentic is always in season. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, it means their handbag experts are making sure your arm candy is nothing short of the real thing. They're checking all the details from the leather to the logo, carry-all or clutch. We all love a handbag that turns heads. Knowing it's the real deal makes it that much sweeter. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you'll carry with confidence. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What year is this for
4th.
You and me? 4. Yeah. 4 feels like
we
a good number.
Chaotic years. What's been like the most chaotic? I'm trying to remember.
The most chaotic.
Maybe the first one.
First one, I would say it was chaotic just because neither of us knew what was going on.
Year one was really stressful because it was just all so new, but it was also exciting and weirdly less intimidating because we didn't know
how big it was.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, it's a big deal in fashion and whatever, but until you go and do it, you don't realize why everyone takes it so seriously. I think it's just because it's so visible.
Yeah. Extreme. Well, also, you're having to do so much more mental work than anybody else going because you have to look amazing. Like, I think that was your first red carpet.
Honestly?
Genuinely.
Wait.
I don't know if there was a red carpet before the Met. I wasn't involved.
Well, I never did a red carpet without you, I don't think.
Your first red carpet was the Met Gala then.
That is so... How did I... Well, it was also like, I didn't know how to pose.
Yeah.
I like didn't know what I was doing.
It worked, though.
I was totally fine. I mean, there were definitely some awkward poses happening.
I actually don't think you had any awkward poses.
Now
that
we like practice, though.
Yeah, but you did very well. And that was kind of an awkward dress. It had like this like side tail situation.
Yeah, it was hard to manage.
You did great.
But in theory, it was a simple look. Like the first year, it was like just my natural hair blown out.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple makeup.
Yeah.
A dress that honestly, it doesn't have this long train. No. I can manage it all myself. Like I can just whatever. Whereas every year, I feel like it's become more. Become more complicated. I feel like second year, I did have a train.
That was complicated.
And that's stressful because you're not there to manage the look. A lot of times these red carpet looks, they don't look right unless they're
placed perfectly.
Which is so interesting.
This whole thing is smoke and mirrors.
So like there's people who are helping to straighten out the dress and stuff there, but like you can't be there to make sure everything still looks as it's supposed to. Like, do you have a meltdown about that on the day of? Are you like refreshing Getty Images, freaking out?
Of course. I'm literally like waiting for something to go wrong, but it hasn't gone wrong for, I don't think there's been like, I've never had something where I'm like, oh my God, her top fell off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like, oh my God, nipple out.
That's
kind of
chic. Happened. That would be cool. Maybe that could happen this year. Well, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling so chill. Well, actually, no, let me elaborate. There are a few things I worry about every year. Number one, how am I going to up my game with the interviews? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want it to feel exactly like the year before. I'm always like, oh, what can I bring to the table that's maybe a bit new? But it's kind of hard to reinvent that wheel. Like, it sort of just is what it is in a way. Like, and it's natural and it's dependent on the other person. And there's kind of...
There's nothing you can really do.
No, and there's not a lot of planning you can really do. And also...
You also don't have much time. You have to ask people what they're wearing.
Yep.
How they're feeling.
Yep.
And then they leave.
And then they leave. And it's like, I try to get something else in there too, if I can.
What's your favorite movie?
Well, yeah, literally. See, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, how can I make it feel fresh or like bring some new questions to it? But it's also like, I cannot overthink it.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying not to overthink it. So that's where I'm at with that. I'm a little stressed because I'm out of control of it. I don't know what it's going to be until the moment. Yeah. And I don't know who I'm going to be interviewing. Like, I know who's going.
Yeah.
Because I had my table read today.
How was it?
It was great.
Do you want to explain what that is?
Oh, yeah. The table read is basically, now you're interviewing me. I love it. It's basically where I go to the Vogue office and they tell me everyone who's going and what they want to talk about in their lives or careers, what they don't want to talk about in their lives or careers, so that everybody feels comfortable and safe and loved.
Do you have someone, is someone whispering these things to you again on the carpet?
Yeah, they have like a full binder with all that. So that's stressful. Also, what really stresses me out is like, I want the day of, like you want, there's this fear, it's so vain, but it's like you want to look good.
Yeah, of course.
And so it's this stress of like, is my skin going to be good that day? Mm. Like, am I going to pose well that day? Like, there's all of these things. Like, is my face going to look washed out whatever? Or am I retaining water because it's my period and my face is bloated? Like, I don't know. It's just all
these
fears.
Are you on your period?
No, thank God.
I feel like a lot of people are.
Really? What do you think is like the worst thing that could happen on
Met Day?
Yeah, like I don't think period is the worst.
Well, like worst.
I was
thing
on
is
my
like...
period one year when I wore the white skirt.
I remember that.
Fully on my fucking period. No, stark white skirt.
There actually has never been a whiter skirt. You've never worn a whiter skirt.
I don't know how I didn't bleed through.
I don't either. You were so clenched.
I was clenching my cooter. Yeah. Y'all have never seen anything like it. What is the worst thing that could happen on Met Day?
I mean, you get so sick you can't go.
that's
that. I would be so sad.
As being too sick, I would go anyway.
Imagine you're like food poisoning.
I would go anyway. I'm actually not kidding. I'm
Wait,
fully
this is
serious.
A good game. What if you got hit by a car and had memory loss and had to do the interviews? You knew it was the
That's
Met.
That's so dark.
You knew it was the Met.
But I don't remember.
But you don't remember who these people are, why you're there, anything. But you know you're going to look amazing.
Oh, if I know I'm going to look amazing, I'm still going.
The dress is great. Oh, but you have to interview everybody.
Can I be honest? It'd probably be the best interview I ever do. Because when you're overthinking the interview, you're like, that's when it's weird.
That's true. I feel like most people don't realize that you pretty much go in cold turkey.
I'm full cold turkey. Whereas like for a podcast.
I don't know if cold turkey is the right term, but.
It is not, but
I
love.
I mean?
The
you
way
understand.
That you said it, you had spirit and it was close enough.
That you
so I say
felt
that
it.
We run with it.
Okay, great. So you go in cold turkey.
Yeah, like I don't plan.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Which is so crazy. Well, I can't. Like, it's like, I do, I mean, planning in the sense of like, I'm aware of who's going and I'm trying to be aware of like what they're working on and stuff at the time so that I can maybe reference it. However, I do feel like, you know, a lot of times celebrities, they talk about what they're working on in that very moment so much on press tours and stuff that I think a lot of times people are excited to talk about themselves a little more and something a little bit more personal. Cause I think most of the time people are, they're like, my God, I've been talking about my fucking movie for 6 months.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say. I'm just repeating the script.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you is going to have a more interesting answer for them.
Totally.
They're going to be excited to answer that question. Okay. But anyway, back to fashion. What is your ideal formula for putting together a Met look in the sense of working with a designer or not, maybe sourcing archive? What's sort of the ideal relationship with the glam team?
Yeah.
What's your sort of dream scenario? What makes it the smoothest and the most effective? And what is the opposite? Like, what is a challenging
nightmare
situation?
I think something I didn't know before our first year was that it's so much more effective when you start these conversations with designers to pull references from their past runway shows because everyone's mostly creating custom things. So the first year, I think I had all these ideas and I presented it to Louis Vuitton, who you're going with, and none of them had anything to do with the brand. Like nothing was like from past seasons,
right,
an archive pull, anything. And it was just like for inspiration.
Yep.
But quite quickly, I was like, oh, you have to like pull from what they do best.
Yes.
One, so that they feel like it's highlighting their work, but also like you want to pick things that they've done well in the past because you
totally
see examples of it. You know that it went well. And like it just helps speed the process along.
Yeah.
Because everyone feels included and it's like leaning into people's strengths. So that is that's where I try and start with anybody is like picking things from designers' past that are strong instead of just like random references.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I can do. But then it is always nice when designers are receptive and excited and like want to collaborate, because very rarely do talent and stylists and designers all like have the same idea.
Totally. Are you kidding me?
Ever. Literally ever.
Never. It never happens.
Ever. So, which is great. It's like everyone brings something to the table.
Yes.
Which makes it like this collective fashion stew.
Stew. Soup.
I'm hungry. Can you tell?
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
Should we have stew?
We should have stew. We should call down and see if they
do
stew.
They'd be like, please leave our hotel.
Yeah, they're like, you're being moved to another hotel.
You can get stew
down
on the street.
Yeah, you can get... Yeah. You can get stew from a bodega.
Yeah.
Do not do that here.
Where were we? Oh, fashion stew.
Oh, yeah, stew.
Okay, back to stew. So, I mean, when a designer's receptive, that's like so nice just because it's so much better when it's a collaboration. When it's like people who are down to like
collab
vibe.
Like really collab.
Yeah, and like want like talent and stylist opinion. Same for hair and makeup. I think the best possible scenario is when everybody's like trusting and excited and like respects everyone around them, which I feel like I think we've gotten there, but we were quite young for our first 2 years. And it's hard to be the youngest people in the room and also be the ones who are supposed to be directing it because, I mean, why would they trust us?
We're
like,
kids.
We're literally
stinky little kids.
Like gross.
Like, we're honestly gross and we need diseased. To change our diaper.
That's kind of how people poopy. Look at you, though.
I know.
And but I get it. I would, too. If you're like have been in the industry for years and you have like a 19-year-old and a 23-year-old like telling you what to do, it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, 1000%. I mean, but I do feel like year after year, we're becoming more and more involved.
Completely.
But I would say like the first 3 years, we were just kind of fish out of water in a way. It was just still such a new thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is the first year where it's like, Jean-Paul Gaultier was so down to collab with us and make something that felt like a true marriage of all of us in a new way that we've never experienced. Like they are asking us,
like, what do
you think of this exact like material? Like, do you want to use this type of lace or do you want to use this type of lace or this type of lace? Like they're giving us
so many options.
Options so that we're really involved in the design process. I mean, especially you, like you're helping them choose like very specific details. But I think where it gets challenging is the Met is such a public event that everybody wants their art in one way or another to show through. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why I think there's such a conflict of interest a lot of times. It's like the brand wants to represent themselves in a certain way.
Yep.
The stylist wants to represent themselves in a certain way. Hair and makeup want to represent themselves in a certain way. And then, of course, the person wearing all of it wants to represent themselves in a certain way. So there's like so many people who want themselves to be represented in the way that feels truly them as an artist. Mm-hmm. And that is where it's challenging because it's valid. It's like, yeah, it makes sense that everyone wants to showcase their art and have it come through. But it's like, there are compromises that have to be made in a way. Like,
not every part of every person involved can like shine, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be a great representation of everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I think we both like to, we like to play around and be involved. Mm-hmm. Like we're really hands-on. Yeah. Probably to a point that like everybody's it's, like, can they so just fucking annoying. Stop?
No, people.
Can they get out? Like we never can work with them again. They love, they. Why do they like fashion this much?
People hate us.
People hate us. But I'm ultimately going to be snatched. So.
And then they love.
And then they love me again. Let's talk about creating this year's look. Mm. As I said earlier, we started doing fittings for it and having meetings for it. What, 2 months ago?
It was during Paris Fashion Week, which was February?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
I think so. Yeah, a while
Explain
ago.
Explain the whole process.
The whole process. Well, first, we put together a list of people that we wanted.
Yep.
And Vogue has a say in like who you're wearing. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being Gaultier. And when we were in Paris for Paris Fashion Week, we decided to have a meeting at their headquarters, which is gorgeous. I will say that was like one of the best days / meetings of my entire life.
The best meeting I've ever, because it's the most beautiful building in Paris. And it's there's insane. Like the most amazing view. And they have the whole atelier in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just go see them making
like
all
hand
these beautiful,
sewing all these crazy things. It was the coolest thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah. And I mean, you had scoured Vogue runway.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And like found so many good references that made sense for the theme. Because that's the other thing is that it can be hard to be on theme because, again, there are...
I think it's very hard to be on theme.
It is very hard to be on theme. I think... Well, it depends on the theme especially, but I think in general it is hard to be on theme because, again, everybody has their own vision.
Totally.
So you have to find something that's on theme but also in the brand's DNA that you're wearing. So, like, you found all these references that could be torn off the runway and just worn to the event because it matches the theme enough. You know what I'm saying? So that was really smart on your end, finding those references beforehand, bringing them to them and saying, this is the fucking vibe, you guys.
Yeah.
But also let's make it new.
Well, yeah, we showed up. We had this meeting. They showed us their gorgeous offices with like some of the best fashion I've ever seen. And then we like laid out all of our ideas and they had someone sitting next to us like sketching as we were talking. Also like the coolest thing that's ever happened.
So cool.
This is like where I'm like a nerd. Like that's like that I would
not even. You're like the coolest fashion nerd ever. You need like a little pair of black glasses with the little tape around the center. And then like, but it's like ultimately like Chanel. Or
wait, that's so cute.
You know what I mean? Like,
can we do that?
Nerdy fashion nerd glasses.
I love that.
I feel like a brand needs to come out with those. It's like a,
by the way, like someone will. No, that would be really cute.
You know?
Yeah.
Right?
That's or actually like, adorable.
That's like Balenciaga coded.
I was going to say the same thing.
They love being silly like that.
Yeah. I'll tell them.
Okay. Tell them.
I will.
Okay.
No, we need to keep that. But we had that meeting. They had someone sketching. Then they took like all of your measurements. They measure like your pinky toe, the distance from your toe to your thumb.
They actually measure.
Yeah.
Every single inch of my fucking body.
They're like ear, bottom of ear to top of ear.
Yes.
To eye, just in case.
Just in case.
For the fashion glasses.
Yeah.
And then after that, we had a couple Zooms where they put together like some options, some sketches. And then we like just had gave them feedback.
Yeah.
And then they came to LA. We did our first fitting, which was like what? Like a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
Almost 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
2 weeks, I think.
And it was a good fitting.
Everything,
I think,
was great. Like, we had a few things to change. Like, I think, you know, I have two looks because I have my main, like, look for the carpet. And then I have a slightly less dramatic version for mm-hmm. the interviews. And so, you know, we had to try on two separate dresses. But there were only like a few minor changes to both.
The carpet dress had more to do.
Well, it was unfinished.
Yeah, the interview dress was closer to being done. So that look was pretty solid.
It was like done. Mm-hmm. But also even like, even the actual dress
yeah.
was, even though it's not close to being done, it's close enough. And it yeah. like everything fit really nicely. Because mm-hmm. also this specific look is, it's sleeveless corset vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can be a tough one to be flattering because you get the armpit vagina, you know? It doesn't give your arm the space to move properly. Like it yeah. just sort of like,
if you have a strapless corset, it can squeeze you at the top and
it
make
can
it
go up too high mm-hmm. and then be very unflattering. And I was very nervous about that when we went into this look doing a corset. I was like, oh God, like I'm gonna definitely have a lot of notes about, mm-hmm. you know, let's get rid of this armpit vagina. And mm-hmm. ultimately,
there was none.
There was no armpit vagina. I don't need more than one vagina on me.
Totally.
On any red carpet. All I need is one. What underwear am I going to wear under this? I'm thinking, because it's kind of see-through.
It's a little bit see-through, like the thinnest matching, like, are you? Well, I was going to suggest somewhat of a thong, but maybe just.
I would wear a thong.
Oh, cool. Like a thin one, like a little seamless,
super thin thong,
barely there.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I hate thong.
Maybe we can make it a little thicker than a thong,
like a bikini.
Yeah,
bikini, like a bikini.
Well, that's actually big.
Well, that's huge. That's covering the whole body. Yeah, but then is there anything between bikini and thong? I don't think that there is.
Maybe there's not.
Maybe we should create that. So we have a new company.
In one day.
So we have a new company starting.
We
and
sell
as you can see,
in between
fashion
thongs
glasses and,
yeah, yeah.
and in between thongs
and
bikinis. That's great.
I think this is a huge market.
This is a huge market. I love this company. What should we call it?
Thong bikini glasses.
Can I be honest? Open that up in Soho. Thong bikini glasses. Something
that would
called
be
that.
Huge.
Genuinely, there would be a line out the door. People would be like, I don't even know what they're selling.
I have to
but
go.
But the name is so chic. Like, it actually is, like, there's, like, a lore to that.
Well, I'd be so confused.
Same, but that's what people would be, like, excited. Like, what does it mean? I need to know.
I've never seen something like this.
I've never seen something like this. I need to know more.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. At eBay, authentic is always in season. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means their handbag experts are making sure your arm candy is nothing short of the real thing. They're checking all the details from the leather to the logo, carry-all or clutch. We all love a handbag that turns heads. Knowing it's the real deal makes it that much sweeter. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you'll carry with confidence. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma. What is a good Met Gala look to you? Like when you see it, you're like, oh, fuck. What it like? Paint that picture for me broadly. And I'll tell you what I think, too.
I think it has to like take some type of risk for okay, Met.
Agreed.
I think so. I think it's if you're going and not doing something out of the ordinary, mm-hmm. it's like this is the time to do it.
Yep.
So something that's different and taking some type of risk. I like it when people steer away from boring.
Yep.
Because again, when else can you do this? I think for regular red carpets, if you just look gorgeous,
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
But for this, there's so many added layers that there's the opportunity to do something more creatively exciting. Mm-hmm. So that's like the biggest thing. But also, I think you can just tell when something like is flattering on someone and is the right coloring yep. for them. Like you can kind of feel when it was like a good process and they feel great.
Personalized to them.
Totally.
And their features.
What do you think is a good Met Gala look?
Number one, something that does feel truly organic to the person. Like you see them in it and it's not like they look like they're dressing up in their parents' clothes and
totally.
They're a kid.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It feels like, oh, this is them.
Yeah.
This is not, and it doesn't even necessarily need to be their consistent aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like they're wearing it.
It just needs to feel like them wearing it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like they are shining in it. It makes sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
It in some way ties into their personality or who they are, whether it's in a costume way, like in a, mm-hmm. you know, I'm dressing up as someone else or something mm-hmm. else way, or in a personal way, whatever. I also think definitely like beautiful tailoring.
Yeah.
Like the way something's tailored, if it's made for the body, like I think a lot of times, like anytime it looks like, oh, you know, that the pants are a little too long or like the corset's a little too tight, it's like, that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not Mm-mm. how clothes are supposed to fit.
No.
And that, but we find ourselves yes. in, do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, for example, if we're doing a fitting and I'm like squeezing into something, it's like, we just can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, even if we could make it fit, it's like the perfect tailoring is.
No, it's everything.
It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's overlooked.
For sure.
Like, that's why we have to do fittings up until the very last day, because your body changes. Like mm-hmm. You could have pooped more and now you need to mm-hmm. take it in a little bit on the waist, or maybe like you haven't pooped and
yes.
you need to,
let
you know,
it out.
There's so many, you need to let it out, or yeah. you have gas and you're very, very bloated. And so there's so many variables that you need to be doing fittings up until the last day to mm-hmm. have something perfectly fitted, which
yeah.
is so crazy. But it kind of reminds me of like weddings. You know what I mean? People
yeah.
are doing fittings for their wedding like
constantly
it's mm-hmm. like, wow, you're still doing fittings for the wedding.
Like this is so boring.
It's like so boring.
Do
no one cares
else.
Do something else. Why are you wearing it's a white
Why
dress
are you wearing
okay
that?
That's not camp. Jared, it can't be easy to do more than two people no scratch that more than one person for the Met, because it is the biggest carpet of the year in many people's eyes. And there are so many details that go into it. And there's kind of, it feels like a lot on the line, right?
Yeah.
Like it's like very high pressure, especially when you are, you know, directly helping someone achieve a good look. Like there's a lot of pressure on you to make shit happen.
Making me so nervous.
You know what I mean? Okay, so no, but listen, hear me out. Okay.
You're
don't
correct.
Be nervous.
You're correct.
How do you manage having this year, what, five different people going to the Met or
yeah,
four?
Five.
Yeah. You're dressing five people for the Met. How do you manage that? Like, you're not doing it all alone.
No, I have an insane, amazing team that it's mostly, I mean, I have a team in LA and most of them came out. I have a team of four.
Uh-huh.
Lauren, Brooke, Maya, Emily, shout out.
We love them.
And Literally obsessed. Would be dead without.
Dead.
So would you. You'd probably be naked.
Hideous.
You think I do things?
Nude and
I don't
hideous.
Do anything.
No, I mean, it's just you're them. Doing all of it.
Yeah.
You're just like, come on, you guys, where's my coffee? And you like, don't do anything else. It's really yeah. inspiring.
It's who I am.
It's who you are.
So I have a team and they're amazing and they have been like, they're very used to getting people ready for red carpets because there are lots of times where red carpets are happening and multiple people are going. So everybody has somebody who's with them, even if I'm not able to be there. Yeah. But I try and give everybody as much time and attention as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Like everybody has 1 to 2, if not 3 fittings. I'm usually there for all of them. And then kind of like day of, I do try and like make it to everybody. I was actually just planning this out, but it really like... The way I have to prioritize it is by who has the most complicated look.
Yeah.
Who needs the most help getting into it. Mm-hmm. Who has the most like unknowns with hair and makeup.
Yeah.
That need like direction and just kind of take it from there. This year I'm getting a car for myself. I've never done that. I've always, it's
so
like
you can
a really
just be whipped around.
Yeah. I got to be whipped. Like, yeah. It's actually a nice system because you're the first person on the carpet.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
I know.
You're the first one there, so you're earlier than everybody else.
Yeah.
So the way it's going to work this year is I have another client staying at your hotel.
Yep.
Who's starting glam around a similar time. So I can run up and down and like be with both of you.
Yep.
And then we'll take you to the carpet.
Yep.
And then I can swing back and take another client who's at another hotel to the carpet. And then... hopefully swing back and take another in the car to the carpet, and then hopefully swing back and take the last couple to the carpet.
That is so intense.
I'm trying to do it because everybody, I want to be with everybody as much as possible.
Of course.
The way I like plan it out is whoever, I mean.
Who needs the most, like the most TLC, tender, loving care.
Well, your dress this year is a full corset from top to bottom. This is definitely the most complex one in terms of getting dressed.
Yeah.
And you're the earliest, so I can lace you up and then
Yay!
go take care of the next. But I don't know. You just have to like being present at all the fittings to make sure that like all the prep going into it is done well is like the most you can do. And then showing up as much as humanly possible on the day of is also ideal. But once all the looks are like sorted – and everything's done. Like if the hair and makeup is simple and the outfit is worked out, like you really don't need much assistance. It's more just like moral support. So I'm trying to be there for everybody as much as humanly possible.
Yeah. You get it done, babe.
We're trying.
You get it done.
Well, we'll see.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When you're feeling down, sometimes it's good to be alone, but talking can also be a big help. Keeping everything bottled up is not great for your health. It would cause me a lot of stress and anxiety. It's almost like, I use this metaphor a lot, but it's almost like carrying a backpack around. And when you have stuff bottled up, it gets added to the backpack. And when you talk about it, you get to take it out of the backpack. Now the backpack's a little bit lighter. Once I got older and I learned how to communicate, I never stopped because I like having an empty backpack. It just feels better and my quality of life is better. When you need to talk, and need a safe space, I highly recommend therapy. It's a great way to work through whatever's bothering you in a judgment-free place. There's something really special about having a resource to talk to that is not involved in your life on a personal level. So if you want to give therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's also easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. Dating can be exhausting. Even just getting to the dating stage is a little bit overwhelming. You know, I'm not somebody who loves casually dating. I like to be in a relationship. Finding somebody you're attracted to is challenging enough, but then making sure that you're compatible is a whole other challenge. Well, Bumble is helping take some of the pressure off. Now you can make the first move or not. It's entirely up to you, thanks to Bumble's new feature, Opening Moves. It's a simple way to start conversations. Just choose a question and let your matches reply to kick off the chat. Try Opening Moves on the new Bumble. Download Bumble now.
Do you have any predictions for what other people are going to wear this year?
This is a great theme to like go off. I feel like, I mean, honestly, the best predictions I can give is there's going to be a lot of florals and nature. But we're doing kind of like the darker, grungier, like more gritty side of nature. It's very much about like death and decay and things at the end of their life cycle, which was a choice because the story that this theme is based off of, it ends with like this enchanted garden being plucked
and decayed
bare, and then it's like it's just leaves and dead things left, which was fun for us. But I feel like we're gonna get a lot of people in like blushing flowers and beautiful blooming things, but I don't know, maybe we're wrong, maybe everyone will be like, let's do decay.
I was excited about the decay because it's sort of, I like that color scheme, I like the silhouettes that go hand in hand with that. Like, I just like the overall feel of that more.
Yeah.
I'm a Hot Topic kid.
I'm
super different.
Very emo.
I'm really emo.
Goth.
And goth.
Can't say goth on the carpet.
Oh my God. I said something on an interview once and I got so much shit.
You wore black to, you literally wore black to a red carpet and you're like, this is super goth. And the internet was so mad.
No, but you know what I meant? It was more like, I don't know, I'm kind of like in a
more gothic. Grungy.
Yeah, I was, I said grunge. I didn't
Did
say
you?
Goth. I said grunge.
Don't
I
say
said,
grunge.
This look is like a bit grungier than what I'm like.
It was like a gorgeous corset.
I don't remember what I said though. So if somebody's going to get mad at me and be like, you're lying and you're gaslighting.
Something with a G and it was either goth
I said
or grunge.
I know that. I said something about like being more in a grunge era of my life, I guess. And everyone was like, this is not grunge. Like you're wearing a gorgeous black gown.
Strapless dress.
And like red eyeshadow. But for me, it was darker. It was grungier for me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't necessarily grunge by definition. So I definitely...
We have to strike those words from the language.
Wow, I am not using them anymore. Grunge, grunge, stop saying it. I'm going to be like doing the interviews being like,
This is so grunge.
They're wearing like a pink little frilly dress.
Everyone's like, what are you wearing? Like, I'm so grunge this year.
Oh my God, that's a one-way ticket to just... I don't know, like not really being a fashion girl anymore.
No. It's hard to predict exactly what it'll be, but that's the fun of it.
Zendaya's a co-chair. What's Zendaya going to wear?
Zendaya's going to wear, I feel like she's going to want to wear something corseted.
Oh.
But I don't know. I feel like she'll want to, maybe this is more of a hope, but I hope she does something like romantic and like
kind of romantic like Edwardian. In like silvery blues for her. For this. What do you don't see this? Teal,
I see
weirdly
greens.
Too. Yeah, green in it too.
Greens. You're like green. Yeah, that's what I
watch us be psychic and get this all right. I will freak out.
Can we put do we win?
What do we win, you guys? Anyway.
No.
We'll just have a shot of tequila at the after party.
Okay. Are you excited for after parties?
Oh. Whoa. Wait for that. We're gonna get into that last.
Pause.
Because we have to name a few more celebrities and what they're gonna wear. Okay, what about Ariana Grande?
Big and pink, because it's Wicked. She's in her Wicked era.
Big and pink. Interesting. Okay, I could see her in like a really sheer white thing. Mm. Okay, with like a bunch of flowers tacked onto it. Like,
sounds gorgeous.
Like floral, like it looks like a forest inside of
her.
Inside of her. It's inside of her. Okay, so that's what I picture.
What's Rihanna going to wear?
Oh, Rihanna.
Interesting, because last year she did a big like floral,
I loved it,
like capey thing,
yeah,
like flowers. So, and there was another year where she
I actually don't remember what that looked like. Wow, I need to Google that.
White, she was pregnant.
Iconic as well. Mm-hmm. I hope that one day I can go to a Met Gala pregnant.
That would be so sick.
Oh my God,
you have to do this.
But I want to be like 8 months pregnant, like about to burst.
That would
like
be,
I like
that
go
would
into
be,
labor at the Met Gala vibes.
Well, that's obviously the plan.
Yeah,
but that would be. You could actually time that out well.
I know.
You could find the day.
I just have to have sex
on that
in
day.
November. Or
that's
no.
Great.
Like
I am
August.
I'm not even going to attempt this right
I
now.
I think it's August.
I'm going to trust you on
August,
that.
September maybe?
I'm so tired. I don't want to count.
No, we can't do
months.
Math right now.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so I'll know when to have sex.
And then you can have, then you could, that would be amazing.
Oh my God.
A pregnant Met Gala would be
Oh my God.
Gorgeous.
Imagine I bring baby daddy of the baby to it and we put him in a matching outfit.
And then the next year, you have the baby in an outfit.
Oh, my boy.
You and then you get
go to
a
the
dog.
Met until you're 18.
Yeah, I actually was thinking about
so
that the
baby
other day.
Gets shoved at home with my mom.
Okay, fine.
Mommy, you're taking this one. But so I feel like for me, like, let's say, let's put this into the calendar, like 2029 Met Gala, I'm pregnant.
That would be sick.
It's kind of not in that long, 5 years.
That's not that long.
I'll have a baby at like 27. Why not?
Yeah. Just have a kid.
I'll have one now.
Don't have a kid yet.
But it would look so cute at the after parties.
This is a big question. Are you/we going to after parties this year? Because it's been back and forth.
I have decided yes, which is so fun. Listen, here's the reason why I want to go. Originally I booked my return flight back to LA Tuesday after the Met Gala at 7 a.m. So I was going to literally stay up all night and then fly home.
Crazy.
Which is just crazy. I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't know why anyone listened to you and booked that.
I know.
Someone should have stopped you.
Where were y'all? I'm like yelling it's at my team who was in another room. I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I'm just going to be so tired.
No, I know
what
you were thinking.
But
you were thinking, if I go to after parties, then I'll get straight on the plane.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
But that's it. That was probably it. Because you wouldn't come home and go to sleep.
No.
You have an illness where
I have to pull an all-nighter before my flight.
And it's so weird.
It makes
no sense to me. And it's something we'll disagree on until we die.
I sleep like Baba on the plane.
Yeah, but there have been times where we have flights early and we have 4 hours. And you're like, well, we should probably just stay out. It's like, let's get a 3-hour nap.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, but you also don't.
I've gotten better about it, though. I do it more now.
You also don't know, because remember when we took a nap during that shoot and it was the best decision we'd ever made?
That's true. We did have a photo shoot once. Like, we were super jet lagged because it was a shoot in Paris. And we were like, okay, we have a 1-hour lunch break. Like, can we nap? And we fucking napped.
Hard.
Okay, you're right. I'm not opposed to a nap. The only thing is I just hate flying on the plane so much.
You want
to
be knocked out.
That I want to be knocked out. And like, that's
it's
my
fear-based.
Journey.
Yeah, yeah.
However, all is well because I moved my flight.
Mm-hmm. So we can party
Party and then sleep and then wake up at like 11 a.m. It's all good. Maybe even noon.
Amazing.
Not going to shoot for 11. And I can have a drink and like just enjoy myself. But it's crazy because there's like 8 after parties.
I was going to say, this year I feel like conflicted because there's so many. So it's hard to tell like,
where do
what's
we
the good
go?
One? What's the fun one?
Yeah.
Who's where?
Yeah.
We're just going to have to be like working the system.
Oh, we're going to have to be
lots
networking.
Of group chats.
Lots of networking.
Lots of emails.
I know. It is kind of like, the thing that's interesting though is that I think when I went to my first Met Gala party, I was expecting it to be first year. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Pajamas.
Yes. Yes. Mm. I was expecting it to be
crazy.
Like a party I've never experienced.
Yeah.
The after party.
Mm-hmm. It's just a party.
But it's crazy how like normal the Met party. The Met Gala event is unlike anything I've ever been to before. I mean, ultimately it is like celebrity prom.
Yeah.
But it is still its own experience. There's nothing remotely like it. I mean, it is very unique in all ways. However, the after parties totally just feel like a party.
Yeah. After party. I feel like last year no one went out and it was kind of sad.
It was weird. No, I think this year people are going out.
Definitely. But I remember last year us like sitting in a corner being like,
why is no one here?
Go.
Like, no one's going out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this year we'll have a lot of good stories to report.
I think so, too.
I'm going to be Buck Wild. Are you? Are you going to dance hard and stuff?
I'm trying to think if there are even ones with dancing. Yeah. Remember that one that was like a basement?
Oh, basement. Yeah.
I'll dance there.
Yeah, we should.
It's like a big open room with no one dancing. I'm not dancing.
Austin, our friends, we need to go and we need to have fun and we need to dance and just say, who cares? All of you guys are in it. Are trying to be too cool for school. I'm done
cringe.
With this BS. It's cringe, and I'm gonna do the fucking Macarena if I have to.
Please don't do that.
Okay. Too far?
I will leave you.
No, I just want to do the Macarena, please. Oh yeah, my final story that's so funny, and then I'm letting you go to your next. You have so much to do today. Don't talk to me anymore.
I'm gonna just drop this.
Yeah, literally just leave and I'll just keep talking for 2 hours. Not last year, but the year before I dyed my hair blonde. Obviously, I bleached my hair. And a photo of it got leaked or whatever. And we wanted to like debut my blonde hair.
Can I be honest? I didn't know a photo got leaked. No one told me.
A photo fully got leaked. And it was so funny because my agent saw the photo and was like, oh my God, no. And started like freaking out and wouldn't tell me what was wrong. And I was like, girl, you gotta fucking tell me what's going on. She's like, no. And I was like, did my nudes leak? I'm like, I don't even take nudes. Like, what could it be? Like, also, like, I probably, like, my boobs probably look great. Good. Like, I bet they look great. Yeah. I was probably holding them properly. Like, it was probably good. But I was like, I haven't taken a nude in a really long time. Like, yeah. I don't take bad nudes, so it's all good. I Facetune my nudes, so it's fine. That's Owen's joke.
Is it?
Yeah, Owen always jokes about Facetuning his nudes.
I don't even know my own boyfriend.
I know.
But that sounds like him, so you should be apologetic.
I know. Owen, I'm sorry. I stole your joke. Honestly.
It is a good joke.
It's a great joke.
Facetuning nudes is
funny. No, I genuinely haven't taken a nude.
I don't know the last time I've taken a nude.
It's just like not happening these days.
Maybe in the coming future.
Maybe I'll take a nude. Maybe I'll take one tonight.
We could do that.
But it'll be like really gross.
Yeah. And like you'll like.
And I'll like be, oh my God. I had this like one time my friend took a photo of me in the bathtub and I like had a bunch of back knee and I was like bent over and it was like so funny. And it is sort of a nude, but it's hideous. I'm into that vibe of a nude. I think that's funny.
Repulsive
and
if that, nudes.
Yes. Where it's like not trying to be hot. Okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Basically, she's freaking out. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I was like, what is wrong? She's freaking me out. I'm like, my nudes are leaked and like something, like my cat died, like something happened. And she was like, your hair got leaked. Everyone can see it. It's like a photo with like, I had gotten a massage done the day before and taken a picture with the girl who did it because she's so awesome and whatever. And she posted it on her Instagram. And so now the blonde hair is out in the world. And she was freaking out. She's like, oh my God, are you upset? And I was like, not at all. Like, this shit is not that serious.
Yes.
There is, we're so tunnel visioned. And we're so like zoomed in that it's such a big deal to us. But also, it's not that big of a deal. It's really, it's all just
literally
fun.
None
it's all
matters.
Meant to be fun.
Yeah.
And to, you know, raise money for the Metropolitan Museum. Mm-hmm. And that's really all it is.
Yeah. That's it.
And that's it.
And it's not that serious.
No, however, we take
it's
it very
extremely
serious.
Yeah. We spend it's 9 months of the year thinking about it.
Yeah.
Actually, 12.
Well, it's honestly, it is a year round thought. Mm. Although then there's like, but after we have to wait till I get an invite again, because then it's just like, you can't start planning unless you get invited.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to do that. However, we do also that. Jared, I can't wait. It's like so nerve wracking, actually, when I think about it. 2 days before, there's so much pressure. Like the pressure's building. So I'm not worried about anything. Everything's going to be good.
It's just pressure.
But it's just pressure. Mm-hmm. You're just under pressure. But there's so much to be excited about.
I'm so excited.
And we're just going to have fun. We're going to make it fun.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
Thank you for hanging out in your busy week, your busy Met week.
Are you kidding?
You came to my hotel room and talked on the couch with me under a robe.
Well, that was my, I asked for the robe.
Well, you're cold.
And also, I wouldn't even be, there would be nothing else if you hadn't brought me on to do your first Met. You're the only reason I'm here, so.
Okay, well, let's relax with that because you slay and you're amazing at what you do.
And so are you.
Okay, well, stop. Okay, now, so we're going to go cry and hold
and
hands.
Kiss.
We're going to go cry, hold hands and kiss. So we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
By the time that you all are listening to this, you've seen it all. It's all out on the internet.
What if it's so bad?
I know. What if it's so, it's hideous? You guys are like.
It could be.
And it could be. So we'll see what you think.
Let's touch base later.
We'll touch base later, but we love you all. Mm. And thank you for listening. And thank you, Jared. I love you. And thank you for coming on.
I love you more.
I think I love you more.
No.
Okay, bye.